The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
The US President Donald Trump earned more than $1.4 billion in income from his family's crypto ventures last year. Professor David Dunn is with me, Professor of International Politics at the University of Birmingham. Sometimes I say sentences on this program, David, and I have to remind myself that I'm talking about the President of the United States making an extraordinary amount of money in the last 12 months from crypto, of all things.
Yes, it really is extraordinary. He's taken a whole long lifetime to make money in his hotel and property business, and yet he's made more money in the last year by monetizing the presidency than he's done in all that previous career. And it's not just him, it's his son, his wider family, and indeed it's his associates. Steve Witkoff, Howard Lutnick are also making vast amounts of money as a consequence of monetizing their access to power.
Did he hand these businesses over, the crypto-linked businesses, to his children? Because I know that's what Steve Witkoff did, didn't he? So that there would be some distance between them and these moneymakers.
Yeah, Lutnick as well. His firms are run by his sons as well. It's one step removed. But actually, Trump is very blatant about making money from all of these enterprises for the wider firms, wider family and associates. And indeed, it's not just the crypto. It's the hotel investments in Vietnam and the Maldives, in Serbia and other places where his sons are investing in hotels and getting sweet deals from these governments. These governments expect favorable treatment on tariffs and other things as a consequence of their largesse towards his companies and his family members. So what there is a huge pattern of vast amounts of money being made as a consequence of the monetization of the presidency.
But at one stage, David, he was very dismissive of the whole crypto industry. He clearly has changed his tune anyway.
Well, I mean, that's right. I mean, he was very sceptical of it because it seems to be in some ways a bit of a scam. He campaigned against it in 2016, first time round. But actually, once he was made aware that lot of very wealthy individuals who support him were in favor of it, and that to a degree his support for crypto was necessary to get their endorsement and their backing, that changed things. But he was also whispering in his ear that actually he and his family could make vast amounts of money as a consequence of this. So, and particularly the case with his meme coins, his celebration meme coins that he launched just before coming into power the second time round, which is basically a means for foreign billionaires and corporate entities and governments to buy a worthless meme coin, but actually is a way of giving money to Trump and his family in exchange for influence down the line, for favors down the line. So this whole panoply of these devices is designed to actually trade influence for personal gain.
Yeah, this meme coin that you mentioned, it's a novelty coin stamped with Donald Trump's face. This made him $635 million. But going back to crypto, David, his administration changed the rules around regulation of crypto, didn't they? Just as soon as they went in. And clearly this has made a difference to Donald Trump and his children's enterprises, even though the White House came out yesterday or overnight very clearly and forcefully saying that there is no conflict of interest here. There's nothing to see here. But the truth of it is, he has made it easier for everybody who is involved in this crypto business to make lots of money.
And that's the wider point, is that what Trump's been about is a massive amount of deregulation, making it easy for not just billionaires, but everyone who wants to speculate on the frothy financial markets in America to actually make lots of money. So that there is a degree to which a large section of the American population support this and actually support the opportunities to enrich themselves, and actually a lot of them will say good on Trump, he's a successful businessman, he's making lots of money, why should there be any regulation? So it's a new wild west of deregulation with regard to not just crypto, but the wider financial institutions.
Yeah,
and there's a cultural shift going on that supports it and part of the country.
Yeah, his spokesperson said there's no conflict of interest here. President Trump proudly made the United States the crypto capital of the world through executive actions. And you say that there are those who will admire him for this. Always his constituency, though, when we talk about such things, right? It's the people who already support Donald Trump who will say, good on you for making this kind of money. But it's not going to win him any fans, I would imagine.
No, that's right. I mean, what you have is a situation whereby the norm shift and a rule shift in America. You go back to the 1970s, Jimmy Carter sold his family's peanut farm lest he be seen to have any conflicts of interest. We're a million miles from that. And actually, it's an institutional weakness in the United States, because the president is not subject to federal laws on conflicts of interest, because the assumption is that the president is someone who is a person of moral authority who stands above that and doesn't need to be regulated. Well, we've seen that that's a problem, of course. We've also seen the Supreme Court saying that actually Trump is immune from prosecution on anything, for anything he does while in office. And he's also said that when he leaves office, he will forward pardon all his friends and family to make them exempt from prosecution in the future. So what we have is a situation whereby the highest reaches of American politics and that so-called elite of American politics, they are operating completely above the law. They're monetizing their access to power. They're effectively selling influence, and there doesn't seem to be any willingness to challenge that either in the courts, because there's a problem there. Congress could pass legislation that actually makes him disclose what he's doing and stop him having these conflict of interests. There's no appetite in Congress to do that. And what's also interesting is that the press in America are not point out. If you think back to the Biden administration, how much scrutiny there was on Hunter Biden, who was up to similar things on a much, much smaller scale, allegedly, and think about how much scrutiny he got compared to actually the way in which the press do not go after Trump, because his billionaire friends have actually largely bought large sections of the American press to quiet them, the Washington Post, various TV programs.
Well, there's still elements of the press. I mean, the New York Times is very strong on Trump. You have that new book out at the moment, which is selling very well, as I understand it, called Regime Change by Jonathan Swan and Maggie Haberman. They seem to be doing a good job of examining what Donald Trump is and is not doing. But I take your point on the Washington Post. I think there are those who work there and who were laid off who would probably heartily agree with you. But I find this fascinating, just this conversation about how the public receive this information and the difference between what's happening where you are in the UK and what's happening in America. Nigel Farage, I was reading last night, paid an absolute fortune by a gold bullion company to promote what they were selling. There's also the controversy, David, around the money that he received from the Thai businessman, £5 million. That is really impacting Nigel Farage, isn't it, in the UK and his popularity, whereas Donald Trump seems to be unscathed by the money that he's making from crypto.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think you're right. I think there's a different moral and cultural attitude towards Farage in the UK and his apparently questionable deals are certainly having an impact on that. I mean, it's worth saying, of course, that actually Trump's popularity ratings are on the floor. He is on almost every issue. He is unpopular by large majorities. He is the least popular president in American history. So while there is a degree to which some institutions are not willing to challenge him, and there is some residual support among a large section of his base, maybe 30 to 40% of the population who are in the cult of Donald Trump as his personality figure, there is a degree to which actually the majority of people are very concerned about this, perhaps. But actually, the crucial point is that Trump doesn't care.
Yeah, well, and that's it. Professor David Dunn, thank you for joining us on the programme. Apologies for David's line there. We got through it, but I do know that it was in and out as we went through. So thanks for bearing with that. Now it's time.
The Clare Byrne Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.